Conversation 2. We are having a debate on advertising Thursday evening.
That's interesting. I should like to hear what people think about advertising.
What's there to say? We must have advertising, mustn't we?
Why?
Well, we wouldn't know what there was to buy if we didn't have advertisements.
Yes, that's true. Up to a point, advertisements provide information that we need. If someone has produced a new article, naturally, the seller wants to tell us about it.
Yes, and the advertisements tell us which product is the best.
Do they? I don't think so. Every manufacturer says his product is the best, or at least tries to give us the impression. Only one can be the best, so the others are misleading, aren't they?
Well, in a way, I suppose. But we don't have to believe them, do we?
Are you saying that advertisements aren't effective? I don't think that intelligent businessmen will spend millions of dollars in advertising if nobody believes in the advertisements, do you?
Perhaps not, but after all, it's their money they are spending.
Is it? I think not. The cost of advertising is added to the price of the article. You and I and all the other people who buy the article pay for the advertising.
Well, I suppose we get something for our money, some information.
Yes, but don't forget it is often misleading information and sometimes harmful.
Harmful?
What about the advertisements designed to persuade young people to smoke cigarettes? Wouldn't you say they are harmful?
You've given me a lot to think about. I'm quite looking forward to the debate now.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5. What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 6. Who pays for the advertising actually, according to the woman?
Question 7. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Question 8. What can we know about the advertisement according to the conversation?